Hive on Kaya 959.
This is The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting, right here on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air. Now, you know what? I always tell you that we bring you the best, and this time we're bringing you the international best. Five-time Grammy Award winning Ladysmith Black Mambazo is in studio with me today, and I'm chatting to Ntate Sibongiseni Shabalala and Ntate Albert Mazibuko. Sanbonan. Thank you so much for taking time to chat to us right here on Kaya 959. Now, Abu Baba, the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo was founded in 1964, right, by the late Professor Ntate Joseph Shabalala. What's been the success, you know, for your longevity in the industry?
Ubab Shabalala, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, why Sungula in 1960, in fact. But in 1964, I think that was a time akukuthi abantu abaningi baqala ukuthi bezwe ngayo. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, ngicabanga ukuthi it's because singabantu abamele iculture yase South Africa. And also Ubab Shabalala wanted to encourage abantu base South Africa for the beauty of the music that South Africa has. So his mission still continues. So I think that's why we are not slowing down. Now we have the second generation in Ladysmith Black Mambazo, as Sibongiseni is the son of Joseph Shabalala. So as njengami nje engacula noBab Shabalala from 1969, so it makes me very happy to see the young ones and the way that they handle it, and nangendlela abakhuthele ngayo. They are so much in it. They are hardworking. So I'm very pleased.
Now, ngizwile ukuthi nisebenzile no Burna Boy. How did that come to be?
We actually got a call from his team, from his manager, saying Burna wants to do a song with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. So we got in a call with him. He said it's always been his wish to work with the group, and on his upcoming album, he wishes that we can do maybe one or two songs on that album. So that is how they found us.
Well, that song definitely has to come out first right here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Now, your relationship with Utata Nelson Mandela, it's been years. How and why did you guys decide to, you know, be part of the Nelson Mandela concert?
I think we are fortunate and we are blessed to have that relationship with Baba Dada Mandela. Because it was a wish of anyone or everyone in South Africa just to be closer to him. So for us, it was amazing. I remember when he was released, we were from jail, we were in America on tour. So when we came back home, so we got a call that we are invited to his birthday. So it was in Carlton Center. I remember that. So we went there as usual, you know, we thought we are going to just to sing. And then so when was our time for the performance, and then we went there, we got into the stage, we sang the first song and the second song, and then the third song, we saw someone was approaching the stage. People were running around there thinking, what's happening? And then so here this handsome tall man, he just came to the stage. And then when he came to the stage, he joined us on the left-hand side. I think he was not far from Sibongiseni. And he was doing his dance. We changed the step that we were doing for the song. I remember we were singing the song, Halala Timlitas. And then so he changed that, you know, he did his dancing. And then so we joined him. It was amazing. And then after we finished the song, he started to shake hands with us. And when he finished, he stood in front of us. He said, Keep up the good work, guys. Your music has been a great inspiration for me while I was in jail. It gave me hope that South Africa, someday it will be a free country. And, you know, to listen to someone as Baba Umandela saying those words to us, we said, oh, he knew our music. And he said, oh, we also inspired him, but our inspiration is about him now. And so it was a great honor for us. And then after that, I remember that he said, I'm going to be in Durban. I want you to be there. And then we went to that event. And then in that event, he said, wherever I go, I want you to come with me. And it was just the end there. I remember when he was going to Norway in Oslo. That was a big one. He even suggested songs that we should sing. There was a song that Ngeke Bayiqede. It's a song that Bab Shabalala wrote just to encourage political parties in South Africa to solve their problems in peace. So he said he wants that song, and then also another song, which is called Nkosi Yamakhosi in English, King of Kings. So we got a message that in this place, so where the Nobel Peace Prize was going to be handed over, so they're going to give us only 4 minutes. And also they don't allow any
sound.
You know, the sound system, because they said that this place is sacred for them. So, okay, we rehearsed the song. We made them 4 minutes, and then we said about the sound, we don't worry about that. We have our own voices. So we went there. And what was amazing, and it was making us humble, is that we were invited to perform at the ceremony. Also in the celebration, but at the ceremony, early in the morning. I remember when we went there, went inside there, so the people were wearing those black suits and said, wow. And then even himself, Tata, he was wearing a suit that day. And then I was never saw him wearing a suit. And then so we performed those two songs. And when we finished, he stood up, he said, Black Power, Black Mambazo. And then we left the stage. So I'm just saying this because if whatever that is about him, we owe it to him that we should be a part of it, just to celebrate and just to also remind people of South Africa that what he has done for our country. Sometimes we cannot, you know, see that importance of that now, but in years to come. Because for me, I don't think it would be anything like what happened. So this celebration, I think we should be there just to honor him.
Now, we also know that you're going to be paying tribute to your father at the Nelson Mandela concert. What can we expect for that performance?
In that performance, we actually have written a song that speaks, talks about my father, about the work that he has done, and just thanking him for the music that he's created, and for also my father. It didn't work for himself. He always put the people of South Africa first. So that is why we saw it as a good idea to combine these two legends and celebrate them at the same time, because Tata Madiba, what he did, as Baba Albert has said, was so extraordinary. My father, when he started the group, he never said, I want to be famous, I want to have money, I want to have this. He said the vision is to take this music of South Africa and work on it and put it on the world stage. It was all about the people of South Africa and the cultural music. So we want to celebrate these two legends.
Isicathamiya. After all these years, it's still a genre that is loved. How important is singing in isicathamiya and your culture important?
You know, singing isicathamiya is very important to us because it's got a history behind it. Music of isicathamiya, it started long time ago when our forefathers, they were taken from their homes, brought them to the big cities to work on the mines, diamond mines and the gold mines. So when they were there, is when they miss home. So because there was, if you are working and then you have a free day, they said, oh, now we're just sitting here, we're not doing anything. And then so some of them, let's sing the music that we used to sing at home, just to entertain one another and also just to encourage one another, because in those places, it was not, and as my father told me, it was not pleasing to be there. So you need something that's going to distract you, something that's going to make you feel good. And then before I get into that, it just remind me a song that Bob Shabalala, he used to sing. The song said, "Ekhaya nalapha kusekhaya." And it's a beautiful song. And then when I asked him about that, he said, wherever you are, if the situation doesn't allow you to leave or to be happy in that place, just make yourself happy. And then tell yourself, while I'm here, it's a good place for me to be here, even though it's not. When you are saying that, so you are telling yourself, and then you are creating the environment that is going to make you happy. So our forefathers, when they were there, so they were entertaining each other. So everybody was singing the music that they used to sing at home. Tswanas, Sutus, Kosas, and even the Shanganis. Remember, there is a song that Kaula is a very beautiful song. We used to listen to it. And when they were doing this, so Zulu people, when they are singing, so their singing is not complete until they dance. So our dance, it's we call the indlamu ugida, or it's a stomping. So it makes a lot of, we have known a banging. So in those times, you remember, most of the rooms were void, you know, underneath the basement. So when they do that dancing, so it was not making the other people comfortable, because you're going to break these floors. And in order for them to be able to do their dancing, they started to tiptoe. So that's where the name comes from, isicathamiya. Ukucathama, just walk lightly, softly. And so when they went back home with this kind of dancing, now people at home, they said, wow, abasagidi manje, they are not stomping anymore. And kodwa manje bayacathamela. So the music, it was called isicathamiya. So I'm glad I'm a part of it even now.
Ah, man, beautiful. The 17th of July is going to be a very special day at the Nelson Mandela concert. What can we expect? Because I'm sure the whole world is going to be keen and interested to find out what can we expect with the Ladysmith Black Mambazo's performance.
On this performance, because usually we're not, we touring outside of South Africa, we always change the sets, the songs that we are going to sing each time we go. But when we are here at home, there are songs that are very important for the people, that if you don't sing that song, you can sing about 100 songs, but if you don't sing that one song, that Noma Themba, that Homeless, people will think, oh no, you didn't sing. It wasn't enough. So we try to make a balance of the old songs and the new songs. So it's gonna be that kind of concert where we're gonna start with the old songs and then towards the end we'll perform the new songs. And then also very important song that we composed for my father, and also the song that my father composed for Dat Madiba, that called Long Walk to Freedom. It's a very important song that we always, we make sure that we sing that song everywhere, because we want people to always remember our heroes, people who fought for the country. Because if you, like Baba Albert has said, if you can think of Babu Madiba when he was in jail, he was the, we were inspired by him. He could have come out and said, let's take up our guns and go and kill and do this and that. And we could have done that because we loved him. But he came up, he came with a different approach and said, let's do everything in peace. So we are here because of him, that he thought about the country, not about himself. He thought about us. If he thought about himself, he would have said, hey, let's go and just, these people keep me here in jail for 27 years. Let's, but he didn't do that. So we want people to take an example of that, that you don't, there's a saying that say, people must know, always know that you sit down. My father wrote a song encouraging people, all the political parties at that time, that they should sit down and talk to one another and not fight, because sometimes they can argue up there and don't fight. But when they come down to us, to the community, then the people will fight because of them. So we make sure that we sing about these songs, or the songs of Babu Madiba, to encourage people to of peace, to have peace, and love one another.
Songs of peace, loving one another. That's what you can expect with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I must say, 5-time Grammy Award winning. Thank you very much. Bonga kakhulu bobaba ukuthi nizile lapho ekhaya 959. And I think I'm happy. I'm a 2000 bazoba educated ukuthi yini isicathamiya, ngoba so you know a lot of us actually didn't even know ukuthi the word isicathamiya isuka kuphi.
Yeah.
Sibonga kakhulu.
Bonga thina.
Thank you very much. As the word say, the name says Kaya, we are at Ekaya. This is Ekaya. Very.
And there you have it. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, 17th of July. And I can guarantee you, it's something you don't want to miss. This is The Hive with me, Bunolo Beasting, right here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
On the street. On the air with Bunolo Beasting.